VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Yes, today, giving thanks. Thanksgiving 2020. Have you looked around the world and wondered whatever got us to this point? I want you to think about something. Did you know that the lack of expressing thanks or being unthankful is characteristic of a society that is in a downward spiral, a moral freefall, if you will? So often when we address the decaying of a society, we look at Scripture, we look at Romans chapter 1, and we see characteristics of a people there who were, and you'll recognize some of these phrases, they were vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. This is a people that dishonored their own bodies. They changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. We see a people that had changed their natural use into that which is against nature. This is a people Scripture describes as being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and on the list goes. But we also see in this passage that God gave them up to uncleanness. We recognize God gave them up unto vile affections, and then God gave them over to a reprobate mind. But did you know how this list began in Romans chapter 1? Here's what it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. And then we see all those characteristics that I just read previously. We see the downward free fall that took place. It started out with a lack of giving thanks. Did you catch that? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. And then the list begins of all the characteristics of the people. There's another passage I'd like you to consider on this very theme from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. And it says this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, and the list goes on for several more verses. But did you catch that word, unthankful? Again, as characteristic of a people who have turned from God. And just so we don't miss the point, let me just share one more instance, and this one from the Old Testament. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. We're well familiar with that, where Joshua proclaimed this, "For me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Verse 16 says, "And the people answered, said unto God, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." And then in verse 21, they say, "We will serve the Lord." Verse 24, "The Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey." And then let's go to the book of Judges. The death of Joshua is recorded. And in Judges chapter 2, verse 10, "And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel." They had forgotten God. And friends, today we want to use this program as a reminder of the importance of giving thanks to God. You know, if I would open phone lines and say, tell me your complaints today, we could probably go for hours and make that days on end. But today, we're not going to be accepting phone calls, comments on the issues or matters that are going on, but we are solely dedicating our program today to giving you opportunity to express your thanks to the Lord. For what is it you are thankful? And we know that there are many who will wish to express themselves, so we're going to ask that you keep your comments to a minute or less and just respond to state what you are thankful for. Lord willing, we'll be repeating this program on Thanksgiving Day itself. But right now I'm opening the phone lines here on Crosstalk, and our number is 800-733-9829. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving season? 800-733-9829. We'll take as many calls as we can here on the program today. But keep in mind, It's characteristic of a society that that is in a moral free fall, that it in their very early stages, it's a people who are not thankful or a people that had forgotten God. I mean, we see what it's like in Judges where every man did that which is right in his own eyes. And we see that spiral, that cycle that happens all throughout the book of Judges. And friends, today is an opportunity for you to call just to say what it is you are thankful for. Now, I see right away our lines are packed. That's great. We'll be taking your phone calls. And we will, as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that will be your opportunity to give us a call. That's 800-733-9829. Let's begin with Robert in Racine. Robert, you're on the air.
Yes, I am thankful that we have had a great president helping our country out for a while. And the other day on, the programming on VCY here, a preacher mentioned we have so many things to be thankful for. He only mentioned a couple, if I remember, I don't remember what, but it just made me think of all the things in nature and life. He was itemizing things, and, mm-hmm. and God providing everything for life is so awesome that I'm thankful for that. And salvation by the purchase of our souls that in faith by Jesus Christ, the resurrection.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. David is next in New Berlin. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to thank you, thank God for WVCY. For keeping us informed, and I'd also wish that they would have their own newscast on.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you for your call. Let's go next to Bruce in Pensacola. I'm thankful for.
Hi, I'm thankful for my parents teaching me to praise the Lord from a very young age and teaching me Scripture.
Amen.
It's a great blessing to know the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Bruce. Joe in Phoenix, I'm thanking the Lord today for.
Hi. Thank you. I want to thank the Lord for your radio show. I want to thank for my salvation and for my parents who kept alive through the virus. They're 91 years old. They got the coronavirus, but my mom had no symptoms and my dad recovered. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for your call here today, giving you opportunity to express thanks to the Lord. What is it you are thankful for? Donna in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, I am thankful for my president, Donald J. Trump, and I am thankful for the faith that the Lord has given me, that he's going to be my president for the next 4 years, and I am thankful for the faith that he's going to take down these giants, technologies. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Melissa in Wisconsin. I'm thankful for.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your salvation, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for WVCY. Thank you for our rainbow baby who is here. Thank you for granting the desires of our heart. Amen.
Thank you, Melissa, for your call. Let's go next to Sue in Kentucky. What is it you are thankful for?
Oh, I am thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for being saved. I'm thankful for the bread he gives me each day. For my home, my family, for the food that he gives me each day, for the beautiful sky that I look out that he has created, and no one can bother that. I'm just thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. God bless you, Sue. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
And folks, write down the phone number. You can hear we're going through calls quickly here today. What is it you are thankful for? The number 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. It's a special Thanksgiving time for Crosstalk. Our next caller is Julie in Waukesha. Hi, Julie. You're on the air.
I'm thankful that I believe in the dear Lord, and God has been so good to me and my family, and that I am doing well.
Amen. Thank you, Julie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And taking your calls here today to Crosstalk, I'm thankful for. And taking your calls here, 800-733-9829. Debbie in Zanesville, Ohio, thankful for.
I'm thankful for my salvation that I cannot lose because the blood of Jesus Christ never loses its power. I'm thankful that the Lord is still in control and that he provides for me and my family. And thankful for a church where a pastor preaches God's word every Sunday, and we are still open and not closing, and thankful for so many things from the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for your call here. Again, 800-733-9829. Tom in Port Wing, Wisconsin, thankful for.
Oh, I am so thankful for my beautiful wife, my 6 children, and my 10 grandchildren. Mm.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
And let's see, picking up more of your calls here, we have Trevor in Wausau. You're on the air.
I just wanted to say I'm thankful for my lovely wife, that God gave me a good woman. And I'm thankful that God is a good God, that he's not an evil God, and he has a lot of patience because Lord knows we need it, and he's very merciful.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for you, Jim, for VCY America, because over the years I've really grown. You know, I've slid back, but I've grown, and you've been a part of it. So thank you very much.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the call here, Trevor. Let's go to Michael in Tennessee. Michael, you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for serving a risen Savior that cared enough about me to send his son to die for me, for living a life that I couldn't. And I'm thankful for all the Christians and all their hard work and all their faith. And I just ask all Christians nationwide to unite and not give up hope.
Hmm. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call. We've got Kara next in Glasgow, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. You're thankful for?
I am thankful for, even though my son had a friend who passed away at 22 just the other day, and even though I don't know the reason, he was saved, and I'm glad for salvation.
Amen.
And God knows why.
Amen. Thank you, Kara. We've got James calling next from Phoenix. You're on the air, James.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm grateful for salvation through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I'm thankful for salvation through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I also thank God for giving us President-elect Joe Biden.
Thank you, James, for your call today. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Let's go to Marcy in Duluth, Minnesota. You're on the air, Marcy. Thankful for?
Thank you for taking my call, Jim. I'm thankful for the Lord God Almighty who gave us his word through his men of faithfulness. I'm reading and studying in Daniel right now. And without the word of God, we have no guidebook to live by. And so I'm so thankful that he gave us a guidebook and just all the blessings that he's given us and that he saved me out of my wicked, sinful life.
Amen. Thank you, Marcy. Let's go next to Elizabeth calling from South Dakota. I'm thankful for?
For my husband and I living through COVID-19, and we're in our 80s.
Hmm.
So thankful to God.
Amen. Thank you, Elizabeth. David in Superior, Wisconsin, thankful for?
Hi, Jim. I'm thankful for all the blessings that the Lord has given us, particularly at this time and season of Thanksgiving, that the ecclesia of the Lord is waking up and understands Ephesians 5:11.
Mm-hmm.
Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them.
Yeah.
And we need to do that to get our country back. In Jesus' holy, perfect, precious name, amen. Thank you, Jim. God
Thank
bless
you, David.
You.
Thank you for your call here. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to more of your phone calls today as we're devoting today's program to giving thanks. Thanksgiving 2020, giving you opportunity just to express from a heart of gratitude to the Lord. What is it you're praising the Lord for? What is it you're thanking him for? We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, Creation Seminar Speaker at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how many different types of animals did Noah take on board the ark?
Chris, detractors from the biblical flood story say that there were way too many animals to have fit on board the ark. But not so. Let's look carefully. First off, we need to recognize that most animals live in the ocean and would not have to be on board the ark. They would survive, at least in representative numbers, outside the ark. By the way, Noah didn't even have to take two of every species. The Bible says two of every kind, probably a broader category which might include a number of species, like the dog kind. Altogether, I suspect that there were probably less than 20,000 animals on board the ark. This was difficult for Noah, but not impossible. At least that's the way I see it from a Back to Genesis perspective.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
The psalmist wrote, as recorded in Psalm 95, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." It's our Thanksgiving 2020, giving you opportunity to call and express to the Lord what is it you are thankful for here this Thanksgiving season. We're going right back to the phone lines, and next is Martha in Boise, Idaho. You're on the air, Martha.
Thank you for taking my call. I am so thankful that we have God's holy word that is filled with the truth of his love for us and his redemption.
Amen.
And I'm also thankful for this program.
Great. God bless you, Martha. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Joseph in Sussex, you're on the air. You're thankful for?
Yes, I'm thankful for good men who do something. It is said that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
Hmm.
And I'm thankful for good men who do something.
Great. Thank you, Joseph. Happy Thanksgiving. Let's go to Laura in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air, Laura.
Yes, I'm thankful for my husband of almost 42 and a half years, who continues to show me Christ-like love.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. David in White, Georgia, you're thanking the Lord for?
I'm thankful that the Lord has been with us all throughout this time, even through this tough pandemic throughout the year, and that it doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter who's at the top in, like, world leadership. It matters who's at the top, who sits on the throne above and cannot be dethroned.
Hmm.
And he's been with us through this whole time and always will be, and regardless of where this world is, we always have him to look to.
Thank you, David. Let's go to Kevin next in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, thanking the Lord for.
Oh, no, hello, Jim. I'm so thankful that even though how bad this world gets, I'm so thankful that God is still in control and is still on the throne.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call. Let's go next to Don in Pensacola, Florida, thanking the Lord for.
Yeah, I'm thanking the Lord today for no soul salvation and the promises of the King James Bible. I thank the Lord for my wife of 46 years, and last but not least, for my bicycle. I've been able to ride it I have the health to ride it for the whole year now. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Don. Let's go to Tammy in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, thanking the Lord for.
I'm thanking the Lord for my salvation, that my church has stayed open through the whole coronavirus, and my pastor preaches the Word of God. My family, church family, my working and job, my home, and the VCY station.
Amen. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Let's go next to Shannon in Milwaukee, thanking the Lord for.
I am thankful for the Lord because he brings us all joy and everything, and he promises us through everything.
Amen. Thank you, Shannon, for your call.
Yep.
Let's go next to Tim in Pensacola, thanking the Lord for. Hello, Tim.
I'm in Pensacola.
And you're thanking the Lord for what?
For being alive and watching for 27 years. I survived the accident, and my wife pulled me to, stood by me, and I want to praise God for her. And I feel like he's kept me alive for a reason.
Hmm. And he does have a reason for you to be alive, Tim.
Yeah.
And everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. And thank you for doing so today, Tim. Thank you for the call. Let's go next to Kennewick, Washington. Dot, you're on the air.
Hello. I am so thankful for my radio and your broadcast, my Bible, which is God's word to each of us, and for his love.
Amen.
Ever present. Ever provisional.
Amen. Thank you, Dot. Appreciate your call today. Let's go to Lat in Racine, Wisconsin, thanking the Lord for.
I'm thanking the Lord for VCY, your ministry, that I heard a message through Charles Stanley, and I got saved 20-some years ago through your ministry. Thank you, and God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you, Lat, for your call. If you haven't written down the phone number, do so. It's 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. And giving Crosstalk listeners opportunity to express thanks to the Lord today And here's an opportunity for you to do that. Let's go to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. RB, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm not being smug, but I am being very honest here. I thank the Lord and praise his name for my wife filing a divorce against I and the family, against me. And as I'm a vow keeper, I pray for her hardness of heart to change, and I thank the Lord for that and all things you're supposed to be thanking the Lord for, you stuff like this, and I'm hoping we heal soon. Mm-hmm. And I also thank I thank our Lord for revealing who Biden really is, and that our nation will heal.
RB, thank you for your call today. Let's go to, Colito in Brownville, Texas?
Hello. Thank you. I just want to say thank you for the radio station. It's been a blessing. And so thank you, Lord, for them at this time. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Let's go next to Victoria in Milwaukee. Victoria, you're on the air. Hello, Victoria.
Hi.
You're on the air. Turn the radio down, please.
You?
Victoria, you need to turn your radio all the way down, please. We're getting feedback there, okay?
I was just saying thank you for God's grace, for all of his promises, his yes and amens through this struggle and this pandemic that we're going through. I just want to give glory to God right now that whatever we're going through, like no matter what we do, we just need to rely on God, because God's word is what it is and it is done. So I feel like right now, I feel like all of us need to come together in prayer. And if, you know, two or more are together in prayer, it is done. And I feel like through this pandemic, it's been a learning situation for us. It's been a situation for us to get closer with our families. It's been closer for us to understand what we really need to be searching for in life. And it's not of the worldly things of that, but we need a search of God and his love, because that's who we've been created to be in his understanding. And I feel like we all need to understand that, because there's a lot of times where we sway and we worry and whatnot. But if you put it in God's hands, he literally will make a way, and it's almost such a blessing. It is definitely a blessing, and he just makes a way for us. And
amen. Amen. Thank you, Victoria. I know you could go on for some time, but want to give deference to all. Thank you very much. Fred is next in Milwaukee, thanking the Lord for.
Yes, I wanted to thank Jesus for bringing me back after dying in the hospital a few days ago and giving me the opportunity to witness the gospel by which we are saved in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 4, to almost all the people that helped me and are working with me now after that to get back to healthy.
Amen. Thank you, Fred, and praise the Lord for his working in your physical life there. Greg in Ham Lake, Minnesota, I'm thanking the Lord for.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thankful to the Lord Jesus for his finished cross work and his resurrection and for his saving grace. And I'm thankful for Mom and Dad that the good Lord gave to me, and for VCY, and a blessed Thanksgiving to you, Jim.
Oh, thank you. And same to you, Greg.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Let's go to Lubbock, Texas. And Don, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're thanking the Lord for.
Yes, sir. I'm thanking the Lord that for 43 years I've been out of prison, that God has blessed me and my family. I'm so thankful to God that all my family is healthy and in good shape.
Amen.
Thank God for BCY.
Amen. God bless you, Don.
Thank you.
Let's go to Greg next in Mississippi. I'm thanking the Lord for.
I am thanking the Lord for my wife of 41 years, twin daughters. And, Jim, I really want to thank the Lord for my Christian grandparents, because I can tell you, if it wasn't for my grandparents, I would not be a Christian. Mm. And I want to challenge all grandparents, look after your grandkids. Show them the love of Christ. Thank you, Jim.
Amen. Thank you for the call. Helen in Alabama, I'm thanking the Lord for.
I thankful for my life and my family, and glory to God in the highest. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Helen, for your call. And let's see, we're going next to Kurt in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Kurt, you're thanking the Lord for.
Well, I want to thank the Lord for my salvation, his salvation, and I want to thank him for having a most beautiful wife of 20 years, and I want to also thank him for the best president, Donald J. Trump, we ever had. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for your call. Let's go next to Ron in Minnesota. Ron, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for VCY and all the good listening we have through them all the time, and also for President Trump and the 4 years that he's given us of freedom, and hopefully we have another 4 years under him.
Amen. Thank you for your call here, Ron. And we've got Donna in Minnesota. You're on the air.
Thank the Lord for my salvation.
Donna, turn your radio down, please. Donna. Okay, we're going to put Donna on hold here. We'll get back to Donna in just a moment. Be sure that you have your radio turned down when you call in. And here's the number, 800-733-9829. And I guess now we lost Donna, okay? Let's go to Cheryl in Pensacola. You're on the air, Cheryl.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I lost my husband this year, and if it hadn't been for the good Lord, I would never made it. And also my church family. And I want to say thank the good Lord for our preacher and everything else. And you have a great holiday.
Amen. And God bless you too, Cheryl. And we're going to ask listeners to be praying for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye. Judy in Racine, thanking the Lord for.
I'm thankful that God loved us so much that he gave us Jesus to pay for our sins and to give us eternal life.
Amen.
And I'm also thankful for my family and WVCY.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call. We've got Jenny next in Milwaukee. Thankful for?
I'm very thankful for our founding fathers of our great country and their love for the Lord, and they sought the wisdom to do the Constitution. And believers who stand up for righteousness, President Trump, and for the Word of God, salvation, and VCY Radio and TV. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you.
Bye-bye. Now have a good Thanksgiving.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go next to Donna in Minnesota. Hi, Donna. You're on the air.
Well, I'm thankful for the crosstalk, and I'm thankful for that I can walk and I can drive, and for the Ten Commandments.
Amen. Thank you, Donna. Appreciate your call here today. Next to Crystal calling in. And hi, Crystal. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to thank God so much for your program. My uncle, who passed away a few years ago, led me to you guys. And just thank God so much for pulling my heart back in a few years ago, and that we found a good church. And if it didn't have him this year, this would be a lot harder to get through. So
yeah.
I just wanted to say that. So thank you so much.
Praise God. Thank you, Crystal, for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Atlanta, Georgia. Leroy, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, I'd like to thank the Lord for taking the time to become a man. And showing us that he is the truth. And because we know he is the truth, he shows us what lies are by his gift of discernment.
Amen. God bless you, Leroy. Happy Thanksgiving.
To you and yours and everyone listening.
Thank you. Okay, it looks like we're up against break time, so a good time to take a break, and we'll come back to more of your phone calls. Here at Crosstalk, it is giving thanks here in 2020, as is recorded in 1 Chronicles 16:34, and it says, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
As the end of the age draws near, the signs of the times will be impossible to ignore. Millions of people will suddenly be reported missing. A new world superpower will eclipse the United States. A global economy. The Middle East crisis will finally appear to be resolved as a world leader comes on the scene. A rebuilt Jewish temple to be usurped by the Antichrist. The Bible indicates that these and several other startling events will lead up to the fulfillment of the greatest prophecy of all, the visible, physical, and triumphant return of Jesus Christ to the earth. In the book, 15 Future Events That Will Shake the World, Bible prophecy speaker Dr. Ed Heinsohn presents each of these events and how these events should impact people today. VCY America is offering one copy of the book for a donation of $16, or two copies for a donation of $25. To obtain yours, call 1-800-729-9829 and ask for 15 Future Events That Will Shake the World. That's 1-800-729-9829.
We'll be right back.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Psalm 7, verse 17 says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. We are thankful and giving thanks. If you missed the early part of the program, certainly laid out from Scripture, the society that goes downward is one that is unthankful. It's characteristic of a society. The lack of that goes down is one that does not express thanks. And today, even as we're Thanksgiving is upon us, to take opportunity to give God thanks. And let's go right back to the phone lines. Ed is calling in from Iron River, Michigan. And hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm very thankful that for my salvation, Christ in me, the hope of glory, my only hope of glory. Mm-hmm. The local body, my church, pastor, Bible-believing pastor, and loving wife. I'm thankful that to live in America and the wonderful years we've had with President Trump and whatever is next. The Lord will give us what we take need to get through it. And for this radio station, because I listen to it every day, and I love the preaching and the music. Thank you very much.
Amen. God bless you, Ed. Thanks for the call.
He does. You bet. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Lewis.
Preaching and the music.
Lewis in Waukesha. You're
Thank
on the
you
air.
Very much.
Hello, Lewis.
Oh, hello.
Yes, hey, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Jim. So I'm thankful for so many things God done in my life. You know, Jesus, my Savior, done a lot of things in my life. I'm thankful for I'm a survivor, and since when I was like seven. So I'm thankful for that.
Hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lewis. Let's go next to David in Milwaukee. Thankful for?
I was just about to say, it's thanks God for giving his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank you for BCY in a big part in my salvation in his late 1990, and I thank God for Vic Eliason, the founding gospel broadcasting teacher, and I thank God for you and Jim. Keep on going, and thank you for your love and gentle spirit. Happy Thanksgiving.
And God bless you, David. Thanks for the call. Let's go next to Neil, Duluth, Minnesota, thanking God for.
Yes, hi. I just want to say thank you to my Lord Jesus Christ for his wonderful salvation and for all his blessings, and praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your call here today. And let's go next to Tom in Racine County. You're on the air, Tom.
Hi. I would just like to thank the Almighty God for allowing me to know him
Amen.
The way I do.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you all.
Thank you for your call. Next is Michelle in Waterford. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just want to thank the Lord for saving me from my own path of destruction, and also for my family and the fact that my daughter is coming home from college today, and she'll be home till January. So I'm just very grateful to God for all that.
Amen. Great.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Timothy in Kenosha. Tim, you're thankful for?
Yes, sir. King Jesus, the VCY family, Trail Ridge, my employment and staff members, our pastor and congregation, godly friends, freedom, faith, family, Bill of Rights, our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, President Trump and his legal team, and four more years under his presidency. And I'd like to wish everyone a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim, for the call. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Arlene next in Quincy, Illinois, thanking the Lord for.
I'm thankful for my salvation and for God's word. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Helen, Cleveland, Ohio, you're thankful for. Hello, Helen. Okay, I guess we'll go on to William in East Troy. Thankful for. William?
Brother Jim, I'm thankful for you and the staff of BCY. I'm thankful for the fact that the Lord blessed me with a wife who is patient and puts up with me. I'm thankful for my five children. I'm thankful for the pilgrims who came here that wanted to bring the good news about who Jesus Christ is. And I pray that we, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, would follow in their footsteps in that regard and be thankful for the Constitution and the country that he's blessed us with. And thank you for the veterans who've helped us stay free. God bless you, Brother Jim, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, William, and same to you. Marjorie in Upper Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to thank
you for Thanksgiving and for your station and for Crosstalks. I've been on here before, and I love President Trump. I think he's a wonderful president. He's did a lot for our country. And I thank God, especially God, that we abide by the rules of his Bible and his love and his faith that he gives to all of us. Thank you, and God bless you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Marjorie, and same to you. Ernest is next, West Union, Ohio. You're thankful for?
I'm thankful for God himself and for providing a way through Jesus Christ that we can be saved, and for his great love, his mercy, my beautiful wife, and all the many, many blessings he bestowed upon us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your call. Well, let's go next to Kay in Gilbert, Arizona. You are thankful for?
I am thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful I got through. And I had the privilege of leading my neighbor lady to the Lord this morning in the street after 25 years of praying for her. Hmm. And I'm just so excited. And she asked about my very sick husband, and that's what opened the conversation. And he's ready to go home and be with Jesus. I'm not ready to have him, but I thank you for your program.
Amen. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now. Let's go to David in Chandler, Arizona. You're thankful for?
Yes, Jim, thank you. We hear people say they're thankful for the God-given rights, thankful for the God-given this, that. I just thank him to let me realize that everything is God-given. That's all I want to say, Jim. Thank you.
Everything we have comes from him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you, David. We've got Brenda next in Livingston, Tennessee. You're thankful for?
I'm thankful for Jesus. Loved me enough to suffer and die to save me from my sins.
Amen. Thank you for the call. We've got Rainey next in Florida. You're on the air, Rainey.
Yes, I thank God for life, health, and strength and being saved. And I thank him for your station. I'm thanking him in advance for 4 more years of grace with President Trump. Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today. And let's see. George is next in Illinois, thanking the Lord for?
For every good gift, and especially Cindy Powell, because she is going to straighten up some things that the Lord wants straightened up. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your call here today on Crosstalk, giving you opportunity to call and express your thanks to the Lord. Let's see. Our next caller is Brian, calling from Wisconsin. Brian, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful for being saved, and I'm thankful that God healed me recovering from COVID.
Amen. Thank you, Brian, for your call here today.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jan next in Michigan. Hi, Jan, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah. I'm thankful that in spite of everything, that God is still in control. And I think a lot of souls are being turned to the Lord through all this evil that's been going on. But I think people are waking up, and that in itself is such a wonderful blessing. And I thank Jesus for salvation.
Amen. Thank you for the call from Upper Michigan. And taking your calls here today on Crosstalk, if you missed the writing down the number, it is 800-733-9829. Let's see, we've got Mingo next in Rio Grande Valley. Go ahead, Mingo.
Ma'am, I just want to thank you for the tremendous job God has assigned you, and you have done a tremendous, tremendous job. There's no question to my mind that everyone listening knows what kind of work you've done. And it takes time, Jim, to do this kind of work. And we love you for doing that work, Jim.
God bless
you, Michael. Continue doing that work at BCY. And I want to thank my wife for being with me for 52 years of marriage.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mingo. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. We're going next to Deborah in Milwaukee. Hi, Deborah. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to give thanks to God for his grace and his mercy and his sovereignty today, and also that he's still in control of everything, and just that wherever sin is, grace much more abounds, and just thanking him for eternal life and his son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For the call. Bye-bye. Cheryl is next in Colfax, thanking the Lord for.
I am so thankful for the joy of the Lord, which doesn't depend on the outcome of an election, which doesn't depend on COVID statistics. It just depends on my salvation and the deep joy that he gives to us every day if we follow him.
Amen. Thank you, Cheryl. We've got Nina calling from Cornell, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
I'm thankful for my husband and the Lord's forgiveness and mercy and my sons. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Jackie is next, West Dallas, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
I want to thank God for my husband. I want to thank God for my pastor and my church, Bread of Life, who's been struggling this year with COVID, and my pastor wife had cancer, and God healed her 100%. Now she's going through COVID-19, and she just told me her and her husband was out for a drive. God is merciful, and his miracles are still working today. We must not give up. God is still is on the throne. Keep the faith, people. God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Jackie. We've got Samantha next in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Samantha.
Hi. I'm thankful for my husband. He has been my rock through all of this, and he's been our leader, and I couldn't ask for a better husband.
Amen. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Joaquin in Washington. You're on the air.
Yeah, my name is Joaquin Gamboa. I'm calling from Yakima, Washington. I'm thankful for the first off, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. And don't get me wrong, Christmas is too, but this gives me a day to reflect on everything I'm thankful for, the Lord, Jesus Christ, and his Father, and the Lord of Spirits. And thank you for people like you that continue to keep doing his work in a good way. God bless everybody in the whole world. Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today. Let's see. Let's go back to Kentucky. Eddie, you're thankful for?
Yes, Brother Jim, I'm thankful for the one that died for my sins, arose for my justification, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only is he King of kings and Lord of lords, but glory to God, he's coming back. And is he ever going to clean house when he gets here? Amen.
Thank you, Eddie, for your call. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. And we've got Tanya next in Ohio, thanking the Lord for.
Hello. I'm thankful for God himself, for who he is. He's perfect love, perfect righteousness, for his son who paid our sin debt, for the Holy Spirit who he sent as the comforter to guide us into all truth, for the body of Christ, all my family, kids, grandkids, the beauty of God's creation, and all Christian programs, and especially your radio station. It's blessed. Every moment is blessed.
God bless you. Thank you for the call here, Tanya.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're just a few seconds from the break, so we'll pick our next callers up right after the break. Colossians 3 reminds us in verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Also, we have verse 17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Our special Thanksgiving 2020 here on Crosstalk on the VCY America Network. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. My friends, the globalists, the communists, the Marxists, the internationalists, the statists, whatever you want to call them, the change agents, they have stolen America through a long march through the institutions. Just as we have been warning for years, as Herbert Marcuse said, they would do, the cultural Marxist, a long march through the institutions. And they've destroyed many of them. They've destroyed a trust by the American people in the institutions that have made America great and upheld our constitutional republic. They've destroyed institutions like the U.S. Congress, the FBI, the CIA, the military, our voting system, religious institutions, the legal system. They have put in people to destroy the credibility of these institutions. So the American people now, many of them don't even trust the vital institutions that they knew were on guard to defend the republic. And now we, the American people, don't trust those institutions. That's by design, folks. They're winning through their long march through the institutions.
Somebody once said, if God removed from you everything that you have not thanked him for, what would you have left? Think about that. Taking your calls today here on Thanksgiving 2020. Let's go right back to the lines. Jessica calling in from Oxford. Jessica, you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for this great land we call America, which was founded on God, and for our freedom of religion.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Courtney in Miami, Florida, thankful for?
All you saints out there and God reaching down with his mercy to save a wretch like me. I thank God for giving me 80 years of living on this earth here, and I thank God for just waking me up so I can hear y'all. I thank God. He's a wonderful God. God
Amen.
Bless all you saints. I thank him for every day is Thanksgiving to me.
Amen.
God bless you.
Lord bless you, Courtney. Thanks for calling. Rex is next in Minnesota, thanking the Lord for.
Hi, Jim. Well, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I'm great, thankful for you and the radio station and my wife, Kim, for putting up with me for 42 years and my family. So.
Amen. God bless you, Rex.
Yep. Thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Barry is calling from Tennessee, thankful for. Barry?
I'm thankful for Jesus Christ, that he's still on the throne,
yes.
And that Satan hasn't never pushed him off, never will, and he had the first word in the saying of this world, and he will have the last word. He's in control, and those that think they are not.
Amen. Thank you, Barry. Mike is next in Janesville. I'm thanking the Lord for. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike. One more time. Okay, we lost Mike. Matter of fact, we've got several open lines right now. Here is a number, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Philippians 4, verse 6 reminds us, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Indeed, with thanksgiving. Something that we often neglect, isn't it? Taking your calls here today, and we've got several minutes yet to have you get through to us. And just give us a call here, and we'll get your calls processed. Let's pick up line number four and your name and where you're calling from.
Mesa, Arizona.
Okay, and you're thanking God for?
Yes, I am.
What
I'm thanking God for everything that he's done for me and the things that he will buy.
Oh, we lost you there. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm thankful for the Lord, my Savior, and my Savior Jesus Christ. That's what I'm thankful for.
Amen.
I'm thankful for President Trump, for all he's done and all he will do again.
Great. Thank you for the call. And let's go to Christy next in Waukesha, thanking the Lord for.
I'm thankful for my wonderful family of five. I've been having a lot of health problems this year about half the time, and I struggle with my temper a lot lately, and I've hurt three relationships pretty severely, my son and a couple friends. I'm thankful for my husband of 32 years. He's hung in there during these difficult times, and he's had to fix supper for the five of us more time than I cared to admit. He's actually a better cook than I am, so we're all thankful for that. I also thank you for your skills, Jim. You've been a blessing to us all, and I'm thankful that Courtney was on the air again today. He's a blessing to me as well, and I look forward to seeing his face someday.
Amen. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Stephen is next in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to thank God, man, for being in control, and that we give him the glory and the honor and the praise.
Amen.
Thank you for the Christian radio station that we can hear, listen, and gain great understanding and knowledge. God bless you, man.
God bless you, Stephen. Thanks for calling. John is also calling from Phoenix. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you.
And I am thankful for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, which is an extraordinary gift, for the reprieve of judgment God has given the world and our country, as exemplified by our President Donald Trump, and for the promise, the conditional promise of 2 Chronicles 7:14, which I have been hearing all year, everywhere I go, and I've been seeing the numbers 714 all over it. I'm getting encouragement from that.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, John. Thanks
Thank
for calling. Bye-bye. Diana in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm grateful that I have a grateful heart.
that it fills me up completely, that I have provision and protection, and I can trust him. And I thank you, thank for Christians. And maybe, probably, it sums it up, I'm thankful for his steadfast love, which endures forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Diane. Rebecca in Fort Scott, Kansas, I'm thankful for.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I am thankful for another chance to be able to rededicate my life to Christ and that my baby girl was born healthy this year. And I am also thankful for VCY as it is the only source of godly truth that I can get in my area. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Claudia is next in South Dakota. Claudia, I'm thankful for.
I'm thankful for God's love and his faithfulness. His righteousness, just being the God who he is, his creation, and my family, my husband, for all the saints of God, and for VCY America, I'm thankful for your program that gives us godly perspective on what's going on in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for your call. And let's see, we're going next to Timmy in Kenosha. Thankful for.
Hi, I'm thankful for my family and for everything they do for me.
Amen. Thank you for your call here, Timmy, from Kenosha. And we're going to try and squeeze this final call in here. Okay, we are running out of time. Okay, let me just close off with this verse from Psalm 106. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Indeed, we need to have that attitude of thanksgiving. And I, too, just want to echo thanks to the Lord for my salvation in Jesus Christ as Savior, for the many spiritual blessings that he provides. And I'm also thankful for answered prayer. Aren't you glad the Lord answers prayer? I'm thankful for that blessed hope, the blessed hope to look forward to the Lord's return. And certainly thankful for my wife, Faith, and for the 37 years that she has put up with me as well. Thankful for our children. Thankful for, we've got grandchild number 10 on the way coming here within the next couple of weeks. And thankful for this and yet another grandchild that's due in March. And we're thankful for that. Thankful for our dedicated staff here at VCY America. Thankful for the many affiliates that are picking up this program. And thankful for you, the listeners, as well, who make this program what it is. God bless you all. May you have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.